Have you ever noticed the electronic signs the Minnesota Highway Department have put up around Rochester? They communicate travel information, road conditions, and important safety messages to drivers. Safety messages like slow down for road construction, buckle up, it's the law, and don't drink and drive. Recently, I saw one that simply said, put down that cell phone. Which of course reminds us that distracted driving can cause an accident. Yes, cell phones can certainly distract us when driving. When listening to an instructor's lecture, or a pastor's sermon, or simply when we're spending time with family members and loved ones. I go into restaurants occasionally and see people sitting at the table and everyone's doing this, paying no attention to each other. Now, don't get too smug if you don't have a cell phone. For the fact is, all of us, at one time or another, fall prey to what Martha fell prey to in our text: distractedness. Let's think about Martha for a moment, shall we? She wasn't overburdened. She didn't have too much to do. It wasn't too hard for her. She just had so much else on her mind. She was distracted with much serving. Her mind and body and spirit weren't focused and controlled. They were being dragged this way and that way by what she thought she was supposed to be doing. What anyone else would have expected her and Mary to be doing: welcoming Jesus, serving Jesus, showing honor and hospitality to Jesus, their friend and their teacher and their Lord. Yet still, Jesus gently rebukes her when she demands he see things her way. Indeed, Jesus says to her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. So we see that it's just not evil and wicked things that can distract us from the one necessary thing that Jesus says Mary had chosen. Even good things like serving, like hospitality, like the work of parenting, like our job, even those good things can distract us from the good, the best portion. And so the invitation of Jesus to you and me right now and at other times is to turn everything else off. Turn it off and focus on his word and on him in prayer. Yes, Jesus gives you and me permission to shut everything else in our lives down for a bit. The serving will still be there. The good things you do, even the good works that God prepared for you to do, that you should walk in them. They won't go away. You won't miss out on anything more important in life if you take this hour and a few minutes every day, shut everything down and focus on the one thing needful. Jesus, the Word of God, and the Word made flesh, Christ Himself. Yes, set down that to-do list. Set aside your planning about what you're going to do in the future, your worries about paying bills, phone calls you need to make. Put those aside for a moment. Turn it all off and just listen to Jesus. Now, that's often hard for us. Our minds so easily wander, and our lives are so full, right? Jesus shows us in this text that it's important to sometimes just turn it off and focus just on listening to Him. Take time just for Him and His Word, that it's the only thing on your mind. Like right now. So, if you have one of these with you, I'm going to challenge you. Turn it off. No, I had it silenced, and even when it's silenced, it buzzes. Did you hear it buzzing earlier? That was my phone. So, turn it off. I challenge you. Some of you don't even know how to turn your phone off. There is a button on one side or the other, and if you keep pushing, it will go off. So, turn it off. I encourage you to do that right now. It's symbolic. It says, I'm going to turn off everything else and I'm going to focus just on Jesus. Just on the one thing needful. What Jesus says to me in His Word. What Jesus says to me in particular in the Gospel of Luke. He says some important things. Luke 5:20, your sins are forgiven. We're all sinners. We need to hear that, right? Luke 5:31, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Luke 6, blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. We suffer for our faith, but our reward will be great in heaven. Luke 6, be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Luke 9, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, on the third day be raised. Again from Luke 9, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Luke 10, rejoice that your name, is written in heaven. Luke 11, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Luke 12, fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Keep those phones off. keep focusing not on the things of the world, not on what you're going to do this afternoon, but just on Jesus. Allow him to give you the good portion. Listen to the psalmist. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. Psalm 16. Psalm 142. I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. My friends, Jesus himself is that portion and makes us receive an eternal inheritance. St. Paul writes about this in Colossians 1. Give thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. Yes, Jesus invites us to turn everything off, to sit at his feet, and to rejoice that in him we have forgiveness. In him we have the promise of eternal life. In him we have a Savior who is living, who never will leave us and never will forsake us. In him, we have the promise of his power and his presence and his strength so that whatever you face tomorrow, God will get you through. That's right. God will never leave you. His son Jesus will never forsake you. He will make all things work together for good to those that love him. So keep on focusing on Jesus. Take time every day for what is most important. The Word and the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. Well, does that mean you won't go back to other things? Oh, no. We know that the time would come when Jesus would finish teaching and Martha and Mary would go about their work of hospitality. There does come a time when phones have to be answered, right? Plans have to be made. But when we have Jesus, and we've been focused on his power and his presence in our life, we can focus on those things with confidence. Whatever's going to come through on this phone, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can do all things through Christ who forgives my sins. Indeed, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all our sins. John the Baptist said of Jesus, "Behold the Lamb of God, takes away the sin of the world." Yes, keep on focusing on Jesus every day. Set aside that time to focus on the one who comes to you in his holy word. The one who comes to you today in this sacrament gives you what you so desperately need: forgiveness, the assurance of his love, the assurance of his forgiveness, that all the mistakes you've made, all the bad choices you made, all the poor decisions you made, all the bad things you've done, they're forgiven. The past is behind you. In Jesus Christ, you're forgiven, and today is the first day of the rest of your life to live a new life
for Christ.
A new life in which you walk with your eyes on Jesus, walking by faith and not by sight, trusting in the one who is your good portion, the one who will provide for all your needs of body and soul. So come, sit each day. Listen to Jesus. Sit at his feet. Learn of his love. And go forth and live for him in confidence, peace, hope, and joy. May God grant for Jesus' sake in your life.